NLP, it seems to me that it helps to be a woman because the Honourable George is actually sympathetic to you. No, he's a preacher, he's not a Muslim. There's a difference. Members, we Honourable members, General Pierre, the fact of the matter is that I've asked that the department leave so that the committee can talk about how it wants to take the process forward. And we would like, we take cognizance, as I said in the beginning this morning when we started the meeting, of the fact that the Minister has already requested an investigation into this environment. And we also appreciate the statements that you've made in terms of auditing what is happening here. And we will support that, provided, General, that that audit is not an internal audit. That you involve the Auditor General and, if necessary, even a forensic auditor to look at this process. That it's done independent from SAPS. And that that report, as soon as it's available, be submitted back to this committee. The reason why we do that, why we request it that way, General, is we do not want to ask the Auditor General to do so if you can do so. And because you've indicated that's what you want to do, the only request that we have is that it be an independent audit. It does not come from within SAPS, definitely not SAPS Internal Audit Committee at all. Secondly, management who are here are quite right. They're not new. Many of them comes from this environment when it happened. They might have been in other positions. I'm talking Tetra and PKM here. I'm not only talking PKM. And we need to get to a point where we're no longer going to blame the previous management or the previous incumbent. The fact of the matter is that management is supposed to be the stable part of a department. And whether the individuals change, the systems, the processes should remain the same. Standing orders, etc. I think the National Commission have a better understanding of why I said to her yesterday that this committee's got a saying that national instructions is a suggestion, it's not an instruction, within SAPS. General, we're not raising these issues because we're trying to be difficult. We're raising these issues because we believe that crime is one of the inhibiting factors in the development of South Africa. We raise these issues because we believe, as an oversight committee, we've got the responsibility to ensure that we conduct our oversight over the executive and the department without fear or favour. You could see what I said to you yesterday when you were introduced, that normally I won't refer to members' parties. And I think you could see between yesterday and today that once we start working, we work in the interest of the bigger picture of South Africa and the safety of the people. It's not a pleasure for us to sit here and to feel like a parent talking to a naughty child. The only thing is that this naughty child has been naughty for far too long. Far, far too long. And on far many, too many levels. And on too many different aspects as well. It's not a pleasure. We want to sit here, we want to say, well done. We want to be able to say, despite the challenges, you are doing well. That's what we want to do. You are judged, but remember we are judged as well. As committee members are judged by the performance of this department. every one of us. And we take personal flak for things that happen in subs, even if it's not our own making. It's us, as public representatives, who get the emails. It's us, as public representatives, who get the phone calls. It is us, when we go to our constituencies, that need to answer the questions about what is happening. And in the end, we represent yourself as well as the department. And we want to be proud of the department that we represent. And that is why we are willing, while half of Parliament is either not here, the other half is visiting, doing oversight, to sit for 2 days. Because these issues are serious issues to us. I want to remind the department about something that the now Deputy Minister of Transport, then Chairperson of this committee, have said to you on a number of occasions, and which members have also said to you on a number of occasions. We're not obliged to support the budget of the SAPS. And continuous behaviour like this will bring us to a point where we will have to consider whether we should continue doing so. And that is not in the hands of the ordinary police officer who are at our police stations or on the streets. That is in the hands of management. You need to turn a change. You need to turn around. There's no question about it. You need to assist us to make SAPS the department that we believe it can be and that it should be. I would love it that we come to a meeting and there's absolutely no media here because they know nothing controversial is going to happen. I would love that to happen. Honourable Lawa raised the issue of the way that we talk and the way that we respond to questions. And I need to emphasise that. It's also got to do with respect. Respect for each other as well. We've been watching, as we spoke, also some of the body language and the shaking of heads, some agree. We've warned this morning that this committee does not come to a committee meeting unprepared. And I would think by now SAPS management would know that. Take note of the words that were spoken by our most senior member in the committee. I'm talking age, because we will never agree that he's more senior than any of us in terms of politics, but of age. Take note of that. It's words of wisdom. We respect you as a specialist, but respect the fact that we are representing the interests of the ordinary people out there. We get elected to those positions. General, I think today you understand why everybody yesterday said to you this is not an easy job, and that the real reverence and the not-so-real reverence from KwaZulu-Natal and the preachers from Eastern Cape and all the rest of us will support you. Do not get absorbed by this organisation, because it's very, very easy to do. Very easy to do. We are going to ask General Mufumi those issues that you come back to us, same deadline, next week, Friday. The Secretary will also write you the normal letters to remind you about the issues that are outstanding and that we need answers on. I do not believe we can wait for the Auditor General's report, your report, coming back on this issue. I believe we need to know what is going to happen around PKM as soon as possible. The reports following would be supportive of your decisions, would be to ensure that you can take the necessary steps against people that, if there are people that need to have experience what it means to see consequences happening. We want to ask you, General, that if there's any indication of illegal activity in any of these contracts, that we do not give people the opportunity to resign, take Section 35s, or if they do, that the criminal charges follows. We will definitely not support any Section 35s coming out as a result of this. Definitely not. We will try and see, depending on your answers, General Mufumi, that we get next week, as I indicated, whether it's necessary to set up a meeting again. But we also want to give you an opportunity, General, to first go through the process. Maybe what we can do is when we deal with the annual report is that we put aside half an hour for you to respond to the past 2 days' meetings. That would give you about 3 months so that you can also respond to those. But as I said yesterday, if you are ready for us before then, you contact us and we will schedule it accordingly. I want to thank the department. I want to thank each one of you who have been here and for the contributions that you've made. General PFI, I need to thank you particularly for taking the interest to actually be here the past 2 days. We didn't expect you to be here. We were more than ready to have these meetings without you, knowing that you've got a lot of catching up to do within the department, a lot of reading work to do, etc. But we appreciate the fact that you were here, and we appreciate also the decisiveness we see in your comments that you are making. You've got our support to do whatever is necessary. And I want to thank members, every one of you, for your contributions. I want to thank the researchers for the work that you've done in preparing the committee for the past 2 days' meetings. It's a known fact that this committee relies on its researchers. And we appreciate the quality of work that we get from our researchers. To all of you, travel safely. Enjoy the constituency period that we're going into now. 23rd of July, oversight visits. You will get the detail around that. General, we're going to Northern Cape that week of the 23rd of July to visit police stations there. But you will get our correspondence in due course. And the week thereafter, we're going to the Free State for oversight visits to the Free State. So until we see each other on the 23rd of July, travel safely, enjoy your constituency period. And meeting is adjourned.